The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Good on you, Ender. Thank you. Live from Gemmell Homes this morning. We'll start turning the locks very, very soon. See if we can find our $7,000 trip to Hawaii winner. 9221882 for the rumour file, which is open right now after 7 o'clock on the air, but call through. Morning, Bob.
Hey, thank you, Basil, and a good morning to you and Millsy. After Black Friday and Cyber Monday here, we had Giving Tuesday. And now we're hearing from Columbia, Maryland, between Baltimore and Washington, that something rather unusual happened that day. The Little Sisters of the Poor had planned to spend the day wrapping the Christmas presents they'd bought for residents and employees of a local hospice. They did not think that instead they'd be searching for gifts stolen by a Grinch, disguised as a Good Samaritan. Sister Joseph Caroline and Sister Bernadette were wheeling two carts of gifts out of Costco. Joseph Caroline says that what happened when they were preparing to load those presents into the car.
Some man approached from behind Sister and asked if he could help. So we just thought it was a Good Samaritan, and he was there, you know, out of the willingness of his heart and the holiday spirit.
And from Sister Bernadette.
I said, gee, you did that so quickly. I can't tell you how grateful we are that you helped us. And I shook his hand and I said, God bless you, and I surely will pray for you.
Now, the sisters weren't paying all that much attention as he went about putting the gifts into their car. When they got home, they were shocked to find half their stuff was missing. Millsy, as you can imagine, they panicked and planned to file a police report.
Goodness, did they ever say the presents again?
Yep, that's the good news. Before they could contact the police, Costco rang them. A store employee had found the stolen presents.
We found your cart way out in the parking lot, abandoned. And we're like, really?
The theory here in Columbia, Maryland, is that when Sister Bernadette looked that fellow right in the eye to say thanks and that she would be praying for him, his will crumbled and he ditched the cart with all the presents he'd stolen still in it.
So you never know the good that it might inspire in someone else to assist the poor in some way.
Now, it was raining hard at the time, and the shopping cart was out in that parking lot for some hours. The sisters can't understand how this happened, but the cart and its load of goodies stayed perfectly dry. Millsy and Basil, maybe it was divine intervention.
Maybe it was, Bobby.
Maybe.